Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 675 and today I'm going to talk about the downward spiral. And what I mean by that, I guess after yesterday I spoke around switching from this negative, not necessarily to too positive, but more so acknowledging all of it. Today I got a thought after that around this sort of downward spiral, but more from a person like what the term is called metastating themselves into a state, literally a state, a mind-body state, mind-body emotional energetic field that is let's call it destructive. And I say destructive in the sense of the term that it's actually what they're intending to do based upon their state, how they're stating themselves. But it's destructive in what they genuinely want in life. It's no longer that framework, that process no longer is getting them a result that may have got them what they wanted when they were younger. Really interesting. And so the idea here is to offer the downward spiral a couple of 3 points to allow you to catch that and then how to snap yourself out of it. And so the first one, right, let me just clarify downward spiral and what I mean by stating just quickly. The downward spiral might be somebody upsetting themselves and then getting upset about them being upset, and they're like almost trying, and I'm not saying that it's just a choice. I understand that can be more complex than that, but they're almost trying to make themselves sad to a certain degree. It could even be a motivation strategy, right? I've known people to create an image of someone so they hated them so they could get over them. They just needed that image to do that, and they found whatever reason to do so. It's usually a motivation strategy to move, to create change. And when we look at the word motivation, it means to move towards action or the action thereof, which is change. So the first thing we have to do to snap out of this downward spiral is to be aware that we're doing it. As always, awareness is the first step. And the awareness is actually observing ourselves doing it. So to be able to step into almost second person perspective, but the depressive state that goes with some sort of downward spiral is in this first person. Usually the person feels like they're completely in the movie, right? Like everything they can tell you intricately about every single little detail, which is surprising because these states are usually really, really global. So you hear people's language saying everything's fucked. I always do this. This always happens to me. It becomes personal, permanent and pervasive, okay? And so this global language is actually supporting their state inducing. And so what that means is that the same thing for when someone's had a really great weekend and they go, it was just a great weekend, everything went exactly how it should have, it was amazing, everyone was so lovely. These are all, once again, global statements rather than well, they put the dairy in some of the meat pies, but the other meat pies didn't have any dairy, and so 13 of our 73 guests had, like, that's starting to get into detail, right? The interesting thing around detail is that it actually pulls us out of state. And this is why a lot of people that are very cerebral in their thinking and very measured and unemotive are usually really, really detailed, right? They're constantly in this detail idea and way of living compared to people who are usually global in their language. And that's when they're stating themselves one way or another. So the first part of doing that is becoming aware that you're actually stating yourself. The second thing there is remembering that your initial reaction to something is usually, I'm going to say it is, the past attempting to impose itself on the present moment. And this is why it's called a reaction, because something has occurred and you're reactioning a system of thinking and you're imposing your past behavior on the current moment as if it was the past, and that's why it always happens. Because it's not that the situation that happened is the same, it's that your response is the same. That's what's always happening, not the actual situation. It's a completely new situation with many, many different details. And so that's the first thing to understand is that first the awareness and catch yourself, move into second person. So if you do catch yourself, it's like rather than being in the movie, you're going to move to the theater, like a movie theater. You're going to end up moving into the seats and look at the movie as if it's black and white, right? And you're looking at yourself. And then from there, you're going to realize that the behavior that you're actually not really desiring is a reaction. It's the past reactioning itself in the current moment. The third thing, and the final thing for today, is your ability then to get detailed and go, okay, when does this happen? How often does this happen? Another really powerful question to ask is, am I upsetting myself for a particular outcome? What is the positive intention for me by stating myself this way? And if you're brave enough and you ask that question wanting to know the answer, you'll see it's because I don't feel loved by the person I spend the most amount of time with. You're like, oh my God. And then it's like, where did I learn that? Where has that been a pattern for me? It's like, yeah, I still don't talk to my dad because I don't think he loves me. You start to see these sorts of things show up and you're realizing that this moment is a completely new moment that you're reactioning your behavior to it. And so when we can catch it, become aware, then we can move to the back of the theater. We turn it black and white. We then see that this is a reaction, and then we ask the questions to get into detail. It's like, where did I learn this reaction? When has this happened to me before? Is it always personal, or do I make it personal? Is it always permanent, or do I make it permanent so it gives me a justification for being upset? And is it always pervasive, as in it is everywhere? Or was it that happened there then? And this is a different moment, and I can choose to respond differently. Now, of course, it's not always this easy, especially when we're in the state itself. One of the most powerful things out of all of that is simply getting to detail. When we get into detail, we pull ourselves out of state. That is one of the most powerful things. But, of course, in order to do that, we first have to have awareness, be able to step back, realize that it's actually a reaction, and then go from there. Keep in mind, the upward spiral, if you were to think of it like that, of positive emotion, is actually the same thing. You're actually stating yourself as if this magical thing occurred when it didn't. And sometimes people fall into this because they're so busy wanting to feel good rather than actually being present and being aware of what's really occurring around them, which is neither positive nor negative, right? But instead of actually dealing with the moment as it is, they're attempting to be positive and optimistic about it, which is actually the same thing. It's a habitual behavior that has them rather than they have it. It's the same as the one that goes to the negative downward spiral, the positive upward spiral. Neither one of those things are actually reality. Both of those things are reaction, and they both have a positive intention behind it. If you can get to detail, you're able to observe that, bring it back to the now, and deal with life as it is, not as you once were. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Minding Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch. I would love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.